your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with Chuck Page. Chuck, I want to discuss the subject of show me your focus and I'll show you your future. But before we do that, I know you're getting very active in the media. Tell my listeners exactly what you're doing in that area, would you?
Well, so I'm working on a show called Life's About Living, and it's just about people. It's hearing people's stories. There's always things that we can learn from people, from their faith experiences, from their life challenges, from everything. And so that's what I'm working on. I'm working on writing a book that kind of discusses the way we see things. You know, we can see things through victim lenses. We can see things through zero lenses, you know, feeling that our responses are inadequate, or we can see things through hero lenses, thinking that our responses are always adequate, or we can see things from a bigger perspective through God's lenses. And so that's what I'm trying to do in my life, is see things on that big picture, you know, and I think it all fits. You know, one of the great things about the Christian faith is that, you know, it really explains those three things we were talking about, you know, someone, you know, something to hope for, you know, someone to love and a reason to love someone. You know, a lot of other worldviews don't really give us any purpose or meaning, you know, so that means something to me. And so that's what I'm trying to convey to people. You know, so often in with my faith, we're way up here and our culture is way down in a different level.
Right.
So trying to explain things in a simple way, you know. So, but, you know, it's all about focus. And I'll tell you, I think we're all challenged with this in our kind of our nanosecond technological culture. We're so, you know, we're so focused on, you know, what's happening in the world and the media. And we often get so, just caught into that we kind of lose perspective of ourselves and just the basic things. You know, our focus determines our future. And so sometimes just kind of turning off the media, turning off the dial, and trying to do something purposeful with people that we know or people that we feel like that we can encourage in a way. I think that's what really gives us meaning and purpose. And so that's what I'm trying to do in my personal life, is turn off the TV, not have so much media. You know, I have, you know, like you, I have to be in the media a little bit, but trying to limit that. I mean, I need those times of doing things that feed me personally and encourage me personally.
Chuck, let me ask you a question. Now, you need an audience. Okay, to be effective in what you would like to do, you need an audience. How are you providing that audience for yourself and your future?
Well, I mean, that's something that's still in evolution. I mean, I'm a guest on shows. I mean, I have my TV shows. I have a website, charleswpage.com. I have a YouTube channel. So, you know, which you can find there. We have the Life's About Living show that's on a lot of different venues. So, you know, something I did really interesting this summer is I wrote a children's book with my oldest daughter. She's graduating and going to college, and it was something that we did together. And, man, it's just been one of the most meaningful things I think I could have ever done. Even if no one else reads the book, you know, Al?
Yeah.
You know, it was something meaningful that I did that I think my daughter will have good memories of this someday, if I haven't drove her crazy
yeah,
with my obsessive compulsive personality. But, you know, just, you know, focusing on the people that we love or the people that we feel like that we can influence in our lives, I think that makes all the difference.
I think you're 100% right. I really have to be concerned about that right now with two of my daughters. They're going through a pretty rough time right now. And by focusing on them, doing the best I can for them, providing the best example that I can possibly give for them, I think is a gift. God gave me that idea, and that's a huge gift, and I think in that way I can certainly help my family too, my kids anyway. Having said that, Chuck, show me your focus and I'll show you your future is very, very important. I want to get down to basics here right now. I want to say that one thing that I think really should be out of a person's focus right now is anything that does not make them feel perhaps more optimistic. Now, you and I need to focus a bit on what's going on in society because that's what we deal with. I think a lot of other people also need to focus on society, and here I'll disagree with you just a little bit. I think you need to read the newspaper, and you need to watch, I would have to say, the visual media, i.e. television, because you have to know what's going on. But you have to realize what you can do to make it better. And what I feel, Chuck, that you and I can do to make it better for people is simply to provide information and on what is going on and to provide information on ideas
yep.
that they can make, that they can implement to make things better. You want to elaborate on that, Chuck? We got 2.5. We got 2 minutes and 15 seconds, bud.
I agree with you, but we have to keep a balance. And so often we just, man, I mean, it's just like we just get caught in this virtual reality,
right?
This, you know, in the media, and we lose contact with what is real and not as what is not real. And so, I think we have to have a balance with the media. Yes, I agree. We need to be up on you know current issues. We need to be aware of these things. But we also need to not forget that, you know, we need to keep our feet on the ground, too. And I think that's kind of what's happening. It's so easy just to get consumed and overwhelmed by things that we're hearing. And we get so emotionally connected to things, taking a step back and realize sometimes we're getting out of focus with the media and with things. And, you know, and just kind of getting back to focus. I need to have something to hope for. Someone to love,
right.
And I need to have something to do. And if we keep it in balance, you know, and once again, something to do. Like you said, there are a lot of ways that we can make a difference in our world. And you know, but we have to kind of, we can't stick our head in the sand, but we also need to, you know, to keep a good balance with it. I wish I could articulate that better, Al, of how to do that. But I think it is possible.
I think it is, too. I want to give my audience a promise right now, and that is I have a weekend coming up where I will have a bit of time, quite a bit of time, actually, that I can devote entirely to the blog. Please comment on what Chuck and I are talking about right now. It's very important to me in particular, and I know it's very important to Chuck. I have an obsession with trying to help society. I promise you right now, I will spend 2 or 3 or 4 or even 5 hours on the blog, all of the input that you're giving, and I'll focus some editorials around that. Chuck, thanks, bud.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.